Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Mem Dalet, and we are on Mem Gimel and Mem Beis. A couple of lines up from the bottom, Lema Kitanoi. So we just had the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in this parak, in the sixth parak, relating to Malve Eschaveira Al Hamashkon, spoken about different, just an example of Mod Mixas and Kofa Bakol cases. The Mishnah gave two cases, which are really four cases, that turn into if the Mashkon is worth more or if the Halva was worth more, and the Malve and the Lova arguing about who owes who, and the Mishnah was related to the discussion that we had in the Gemara. The Gemara quoted a couple of opinions about between Shmuel and Rav Nachman and Nahar Doi. What happens if somebody loses the Mashkon? If you lose the Mashkon, so then does the whole loan evaporate? That's what the Gemara said. The Mishnah sounds like it does not evaporate. Our Mishnah sounds like they're arguing about how much of the Mashkon, how much it was worth, and therefore some of it does it go by the parallel of how much it's worth? It doesn't sound like it totally is lost. So the Mishnah was, the Gemara was Bechalik between Masnisan Bita Parish, Shmuel Bita Lo Parish. Our Mishnah is a case where it was specified that it was for a certain amount, that's why it's not totally lost. Shmuel says Bita Lo Parish, it was not explicated, and therefore if it was not explicated, then we assume it was for the whole value it was taken. If you look at it, I didn't mention it, but if you look in Tosis quotes the opposite Girsa as well. Tosis quotes the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam and the Girsa of Rabbi Hananel, the opposite, that where you were Mefaresh, that's what Shmuel is talking about, where you were Mefaresh, that this is for the loan, so then it's for the loan and the whole thing is canceled. The Mishnah is where, but the low parish, where it was not explained, explicated, and therefore would only be for the amount of the loan. Okay, same yesod, but machlokes in which way the girsa goes. Okay, let's continue. Lema kitanoi. So maybe this issue of Shmuel is a machlokes tanoim from the Brisa. Hamalves chaveir ala mashkon v'yavad hamashkon. So again, a halva with a mashkon, and then the mashkon is lost. Yishavav yitlas ma'osav divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says, he swears, the malve swears, and he gets paid, and he takes his money. Yishavav yitals ba'osav. Rabbi Akiva omer no, yachalhu yoshiyomar lo, klom halviteini ela ala mashkon. I gave you a mashkon. Avad a mashkon avdu mosecha. You lost the mashkon, you lose. And therefore, I am not paying you. So that sounds like our machlokas, right? The Shmuel's din. Shmuel sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel, who says that you lose the loan if you lose the mashkon, that sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer is the other opinion. So maybe this itself is a machlokas tanoim. But the brisa continues. Aval hamalve elav zuz bishtar v'diach mashkon biyado. What if you have both? What if it's a milve bishtar and there is a mashkon? We'll have to see what the difference is. Divrei hakol avad hamashkon avdu ma'osav. Then everybody agrees. If you lose the mashkon, so then you lose your money. We'll see. We'll just mention it now. But the difference is going to be: is the mashkon there just to remind you that there's a loan? Or is it mamish ki'ilu, you paid the loan? So if you already have a shtar, then obviously it's not there just to remind you of the loan. So, because the shtar reminds you of the loan. So it must be that this is there in lieu of the loan. We will get to that. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemet here, two days ago I was going to say one, but I ran out of time. So there is, talking about mava lamashkon, he has the following case. Sheila, Ruvain lent money to Shimon. I'll pay him $1. The Shimon nasan leRuvain check bitachon. Shimon gave Reuven a check. Sounds like an open check. Actually, the open is the name. Check bitachon. So if I don't pay you, then you'll cash the Shimlo. Yifarlo adzmon ploni yigve my check. Right? If I don't give you the money back, you still have a check to pay with. Reuven put the check in a makom hamish tamer, place where he puts all of his special items. But one night, partsu ganavim lebeso v'roknu at karuchusho ubeneim ganvu gamas a check anal. So the check was stolen. So now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, it was stolen. I want my money back. Shimon says, but this check was stolen. Maybe they're going to cash the check. And they're going to take from me a skum gadol. And even if I'm a vatal the check, it could still cause me a loss. And my God, if you have a check with such lishi, you call ligvos bo. Lamaisa, I'm not going to pay you until I am sure that nobody's going to collect with the check. So he goes through. This is about mava ala mashkon. The check being the mashkon is that considered as if he paid. Is that, as we're talking here, it's in lieu of the loan, it's ki'ilu, the loan is paid, and therefore you lose the check, I'm not paying you, or no. V'nirash b'nyanenu, at the end, he says, l'kuli ama alove patur milu shalem, shari ki'ilu shilim lo chobo. It's as if he paid agas b'cha. Imamal v'hil v'lo shkalim. V'nasa no dolari kibitacha. What if he let me shkalim and I gave him dollars to hold on to until I pay him the shkalim? Hayala l'das lovar she'ein b'zeh shmira. Harizekilu paralo. What there? If he loses the money, he loses the money. Hakanami. If aganavim yotziu us a check, v'lo v'yisark l'shalim lahem, kilu ganvu mos mizumanim yibes amal v'. And therefore, he assumes in this case that would be the rule in terms of the Love not having to pay. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, isn't this a case, or this Baraisa, isn't this a machlokas tanarm relating to Shmuel's din? After all, hechi dami, ask the Gemara, what exactly is the case? E de shavi shir zuzei, if the mashkon is worth what the loan is worth. So my time with Rebbe Eliezer, why would Rebbe Eliezer say that he would swear in that case. What does it say? Yishav itels ba'osav, right? He had the mashkon, it was worth the loan, and he lost. It's lost, so he shouldn't get anything. So ela b'deloshav yishir zuze. Well, it must be the case of machlokes, where it was not worth the shear of the zuze. The mashkon was not worth that amount. Ubed shmuel kamiflagi. So machlokes is, even though it wasn't worth the same amount as the loan, maybe the whole loan dissipates because he lost the mashkon. Maybe that was the implicit understanding between the malv and the lovep, that the mashkon would be a physical embodiment of the loan, so to speak. That's a lumdis that various achronim get into. Somehow the mashkon encapsulates and is a physical embodiment. The lashon in Yiddish that is quoted in der mashkon licht der chov, right? The mashkon has the chov in it. But either way, Shmuel would hold that mashkon is representative of the loan, and therefore if the mashkon is lost, then even though it's worth less than the loan, so then you wouldn't have to give the money. So isn't that the machlokes? First possibility. Rashi helps explain. Rebbe Eliezer, less played to Shmuel. Rebbe Eliezer, who says that the Malvis swears and collects, he does not hold to Shmuel. Demashkon she'ena shove kol hachov, ein adam mekablo el zichron dvarim. If this mashkon is only worth half of what I lent you, then obviously I did not take this mashkon as collection. I took it as a way to help remind you that you owe me money. Right, zichron dvarim, hilkach shomer chinam u'olav, and therefore I'm only a shomer chinam. If it gets lost, I swear that it was lost, and I'm able to get paid. Yishavash lo pashav shene b'shuso, v'yitol kol ma'osav. So Shmuel would be against Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Akiva, who says that he does not have to pay, kishmuel svirale, shalashem mashkon kiblo. He got it as a mashkon, he got it as in lieu of the loan, and therefore, if it's lost, he doesn't have to pay. But if there's a shtar, this is what we just said outside a minute ago, if there's a shtar, even Rabbi Eliezer would be modeh to Rabbi Akiva and to Shmuel. Why? Because then you can't say that the mashkon is zichron dvarim ba'alma. You can't say it's just there to remind you, because I have a shtar to remind you. Shamashash gibel achreich l'shem mashkon kiblo. It has to be l'shem mashkon. Shara einot sarach lo l'sichron dvarim. Shashtar lo l'raya. I have the shtar as the raya, so therefore the mashkon must be something extra. It must be in lieu of the loan. So that is all pshat number one of the machlokas. What is this machlokas about? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. It is about the din of Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to say, maybe not, there are another couple of possibilities what the issue might be. On this little amud and daf right here in Shavuos Mem Dalet, we have a couple of major sasugyas that come up. As you see, Tosfos and others feel the need to, they have a lot to say about these discussions. So the Gemara says, lo, bidalo shavi kuliyamid les lehud de Shmuel. If it was not worth the amount of the mashkon, it could be everybody argues with Shmuel. If the loan was worth double the mashkon, when I took the mashkon instead in lieu of the loan, come on, no. Only if the mashkon is worth the loan, okay, fine. But if it's not worth the same amount, maybe everybody argues with Shmuel. Nobody holds like Shmuel. So why would Rabbi Akiva say that he could say, hey, you lost the mashkon, I'm not paying you? What is his case? V'hacha b'deshavi shir zuzei. Here, it is worth the amount of the loan. B'deshavi shir zuzei. So what's the issue? If it's worth the amount of the loan, shouldn't it be automatic? It's worth, why would Rabbi Eliezer say that no, he can still collect? The machlokas is whether the Baal Chov is actually kone the mashkon. To Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says in five places in Shas, minayin le Baal Chov shekone mashkon. How do I know that a Baal Chov is kone mashkon? That's an important lashon. Whatever we say it means, it's an important lashon. The Baal Chov acquires the mashkon. Shenemar ulachati yetzdaka. Because it says when you return a mashkon, it shall be a righteous act for you. If you're just giving something back that belongs to the other person, what kind of great stucca is that? It's his item. You know, it's not stucca. That's, you might say it's yashrus. It's appropriate. Stucca sounds like you're doing going above and beyond. So if you are not kona the mashkon, stucca minayin lo. What kind of stucca would this be? Mikayin lebal chov shekona mashkon. So that's how Rabbi Yitzchak proves from that din that a Baal Chov is kone mashkon. Good, so what's the machlokas? The machlokas is if I'm really kone it, so then it's more in my rishus already, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that, he would reject the fact that it's mine. Well, Shmuel would say that, I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva says that, no, once I have the mashkon, if I lose the mashkon, I lose my money. So if it was mine, I lost my item, so then I lose. So that's Baal Chov Kone Mashkon, the machlokes, about Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's just get to the local point and then the general point. So what exactly does it mean that it wouldn't be stucca if you weren't Kone the mashkon? Tosfos in one little line. Tosfos says, stucca minayin, delo mikrit stucca, ela imkein machasro mamon. It's not stuck unless you're losing something. Right? Stucca means I'm giving something of my own. If I'm giving back your item, that wouldn't be called stucca by the Torah. If I have something and I'm giving it to you, that would be called stucca. That's the one line in Tosfos, which is a Musar Haskel Bechlal. You know, if I'm giving something as yours anyway, what kind of great stucca am I doing? If I give something of mine, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's effort, I give something of mine to you, so that's called stucca. Number one, the Ritva says, Ritva's Lashon here also formulates this point, says the Ritva, Hapir Shanachon, Ti'af agav da'osa lo tove gedola b'hashavazu, v'gam she'ize siba shlo yakuf libo l'paro, v'kom akom ze gimilos chesed hu v'lot staka. Delo havi yitztaka elamai da'ovid inish midilei. Same thing, but he just adds that point. It is chesed. You could do chesed by returning a lost item. You're also doing a mitzvah. But it's chesed, but it wouldn't be called stucca. Stucca means something that is beyond, something that I'm giving from my own to you. The question is, what does it mean, conceptually, Baal Chov Kone Mashkon? Take that literally. What's a kinyan? There are different levels of kinyan. Kinyan means it's mine. Is it really mine? Could I marry a woman with this mashkon? That's always the litmus test. Right, or the question the Achronim asks, what if the mashkon is a lulav and esro? Could I use it for dal and minim? I need lachem. So is that, am I able to use it for dal and minim? So that depends how we understand Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. How much is it really nikna? The Shara Melech has that suffix. Imadim hilva lachaver v'chaver mishkin v'yad lulav esro. Heim l'dash Rav Yitzchak Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. Yochol atzeis pazei dechi ev mitzvah zarbas minim shenechshav shel kishelo olo. So that is a question about mashkon. It could be that that's not really such a question. You might say it works anyway, because it could be the umdana is, even though it's not yours, technically, but I want you to be able to be yotzi your mitzvah. So therefore, I'll give it to you, even though mitzad mashkon it's not yours, mitzad hilchas lulav, we could assume that the lov is a nice guy, and he wants the malva to be yotzi the mitzvah, and therefore he gives it to him enough to be yotzi the mitzvah. Okay, but technically mitzad mashkon, it still might not work. So what exactly is the level of kinyan? So this is a major machlokes rishonim. Tosfos right here, Tosfos quotes, Mikalim b'chov shekone mashkon, nireh de'ein mischayev ba'onsin, elavi kamo shomer sachar, kin muchach sof perka umnin, like he quotes a gemara in Besechet ba'metziah, v'chin muchach bahag, Bali Tosfos in a few places in Shas say, b'chov shekone mashkon means shomer sachar. That's a little dachuk to fit into the words, Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. Shomer Sachar is not Kone anything. Shomer Sachar is not Chayav Anonsin, right? Shomer Sachar is watching it for pay. Is he Kone it? So the language is dachuk, but Tosfos says that is my Shita. The Ritva also notes this. Again, this is a perfect example of a Rishon saying a Shita that is difficult to fit into the words, but he's so convinced, based on the correctness of the content of the Shita, he'll fit it in. Because he finds the other shita, as we'll see, too much of a chiddush, even though it would fit better into the words. The Ritva here also quotes, Yesh Shapires. I'm sorry, let's skip that one for now, because we didn't get to that one yet. Ela vadai, sh'avre b'yitzchak lo'amar, ela s'chayev ala b'gnei v'avedo, k'shomer sachar, v'nokat koneh, sh'yesh b'shibud zeh, kinyin aguf, sh'yuchal akadish bo'ase isha. That's always the litmus test. The baal mashkon, the malveh, could be marry a woman with this. Right? Even though he's only on the level of a Shomer Sachar. Right? That's a tremendous chiddush. How does that work? How does that work if he's only a Shomer Salcha? The Rimigash also deals with this. Again, they're struggling with the fact that it's Kone Mashkon, but it's not fully Kone. The Yim Tomar asks the Rimigash, Kivan de lo mikne gufe mamish kamar, since you're not actually Kone. Right? He said earlier, he said like Bali Atosfas, I'll just read the earlier part. Lav mikne gufe mamishu, elish tabudele bechove hutaka kanile. It's Kone to you enough to have some type of lien on the loan. Tahabile mikne zechusa ba'alma. Vachi kamar the manan the balchov shakone mashkon. So says the Rimigash, if that's true, so why does it say in Kiddushin that you could get married with a mashkon of someone else? That's the other sheet, this main rayas, we'll see that there's more than just Shomer Sachar. Kiddushin daf chesma beis. Kidsha b'mashkon mikudeshes, and we're milking it as mashkon da'achirim. B'maika makachale. So answers the Rimigash, and what the other Rishonim are also driving at, what you have to say is, what does kinyan mean? Kinyan of eschus, it's a kinyan aguf legabi something. Right? If it's just a right to use something, so that wouldn't be good enough to marry a woman with. It has to be in bailus, I have to have bailus on this. But the bechadesh, that bailus doesn't always mean it's yours forever to do whatever you want with it. Bailus legabi this. What about matana manas lahachzir? Right, a mashal. Matana manas lahachzir. A matana that's mine, but I have to give it back to you. So how do you look at that? Is it mine while I have it? So matana manas lahachzir could be used in the interim while it's mine. Right, the ksos quotes Rabbeinu Avigdar in the Tshuvas Harash that says, no, it's yours fully, but lizman. Right, you might have said that lizman impacts even right now. Like yesterday we spoke about all the kala omades. What's going to happen in the future impacts present status. So you might say, if I have to give it back to you in 3 days, so that limits my bailus right now. So the halacha is, no, there could be a conceptual analysis that it could be fully mine right now, though it's limited in time. So here, it's similar. It's fully mine, even though limited in rights. It could still be considered mine for certain halachos. So that's what the Rimigash is trying to come up with. Mikol makom, hakani bazchusa ba'alma, mishum davi mishtabed lei, vavi lei kamanta kani gufe, lahai zchusa. Right, it's yours, legabi this. And he gives a mashal, deka leperosav. I buy the tree, legabi the fruit. Maybe the tree is not mine. I only bought the fruit. But I buy the tree, legabi the fruit, it's not called a davar shalobo la'olam. It's deka leperosav. I have a chelik in the tree, even though the tree is not mine, but I have a chelik in the tree, legabi the fruit that's going to come out from it. But this is all the Rishonim struggling with the language of Baal Chov Kone Mashkon, and still holding that it is not a full kinyan. Who argues with this? Rashi. Rashi argues with this. Rashi holds that Baal Chov is Kone Mashkon, even Chiyuv Onsin. Right? Like a Shoel. Rashi in Bamitzia, Daf Pebez. Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes the Rashi also, but this is Rashi Shita, and he says, Kipshuto, right? Baal Chov Kone Mashkon, and therefore his pshat fits in best of the words. What's the problem with this pshat? Says the Ritva right here, after quoting Rashi, Yeshapir Zeschai Vafil Bones and Kidin Lokeach, Veloni Hira. This is not only Rashi, by the way, it's the Baal Amor here, it's the Ravid in the Kasav Shem, it's the Ravid on the Rambam, and Hilchos Chiras, a couple of Rishonim. Says the Ritva, Chada, number one is a logical problem. How could you say this is yours? The Lova owns it. The Lova owns this mashkon. He gives it to you just as security. The ode, and number two, Arbrisa. What does Rabbi Kiva say? He could say, hey, I gave you the mashkon, and if you lose the mashkon, so you lost your money. Why does he only say you lose the mashkon? Right, it should say even more than that. Tamrina de Rabbi Akiva Kirby Yitzchak. Vidu Rabbi Akiva Loktani Ella Avad. Perkasokanami Tan Mavala Mashko Chermasachar. And he quotes the Gemara Bamitzia that Tosfos quotes. Either way, that is Rashi. If you look up, open up the Shach, and for this Shach, you got to have a couple hours free. If you have a couple hours free this afternoon, feel free to open the Shach in Ayin Beis Tes in Choshe Mishpat. Classic Shach. The Shach goes for about 8 columns. Right, the Shach starts off by saying, this is in the Siman about Mashkon, in Siman Ayin Beis and Choshe Mishpat. The Shach starts off, I'll just read you the first few lines, and you'll see where he's going. Says the Shach, Tekala poskim sovrim v'chulu v'chulu. Avlevi'ini estaiti, he quotes the Machlokas starting off, sovrim after shepshob shalas havaso, lohavi ela kashomer sachar. Levan mi Rashi, shesovr tchai ba'onsin. Rashi im sachim laman aleph, Rashi in Bamitzia. That's the first line. Rov Rishonim say, like Tosfos, except Rashi. Aval lefiani es daiti ikur b'shas k'Rashi. I think Rashi's right. V'gam das har begdol leposkim ukein k'moshe evar. And he says, as the Shach, when the Shach wants to convince you of something, he'll quote what everybody thinks, then he'll say, let me tell you that the minority sheet is right, and let me show you how really everybody holds like this too. He'll not only show that he's right, but he'll show that nobody argues with him. And that's what the Shach does over the next eight columns. Har bigdolim chok, elefisha tosfis, har bigdolim chok or rashi, muchrach ani laharich, v'yavshe ineni kedai lachnis roshi ben harim gdolim, mikom akom, halo tor munachas bekeren zavis, v'rayos bruas yitnu ideyam v'yitzdaku. And I'll just bring the proofs. He's Hashkacha. We're going to have that pasuk on the first daf in Avodah Zarah Be'ez Hashem next week. And then he quotes. What's his first point? Chada delishna da amrinan bekama duchte b'shas balchov konamashkon mashmash konamashkon v'yishbo kinyan gamor. But to come up with these chidushim kona kinyan aguf lagabe this, no, Rashi sounds, the language sounds like Rashi. V'lo avi elashom b'slacha lo shayach me'lomer shakone amashkon doesn't fit. V'yod kashali to Rabbi Yitzchak Yalav to Malchov Kone Mashkon Midam Rachmanu L'chati Yad Staka Emeinu Kone Mashkon Staka Minayim V'misa to Rabbi Yitzchak L'kamer Eleni Shomer Sachar. If he's only Shomer Sachar, Dain Yesh L'lov Ezechiyah B'guf HaShom Mashkon, then it gets to the question again, Staka Minayim, then it's not Staka, it belongs to the Love. Then he quotes others, quotes many Rayas, again goes for many columns in the Sugya of Mashkon. That's the Shach in Ayin Beis test. Okay, let's continue. So, the Gemara, remember what we're talking about here? We have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What happens if somebody loses a Mashkon? What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer says he could swear. The Malva could swear and still collect his loan. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, he loses. So, what's the Nukudas of machlokas? So, number one suggestion was, maybe it's about Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel's issue is a machlokas. Whether, if the Mashkon is not worth the amount of the loan, do you say the Malva loses the loan or not? So we said, number one, we said, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe the Machlokas is about the Din of Rabbi Yitzchak, about Balchov, Kone, Mashkon. So the Gemara now says, Leimer Rabbi Yitzchak, Dur Rabbi Yitzchak, Tanoyi. So shall we say Rabbi Yitzchak is a Machlokas Tanoim? Is that really true? V'tizbra, wait a minute. Eimer Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, when does Rabbi Yitzchak say Balchov, Kone, Mashkon, Shemashkino, Shalobishas Halva Aso? A Mashkon, that's later. Meaning, let's say the person's not going to pay up, so they go to Beis Din, and Beis Din gives a mashkon from the Lova to the Malva. That's where it's a very strong mashkon from the standpoint of the Malva. Rashi, Kagon Aide Beis Din, Tabachi Mishtoi Kra, that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you stand outside, you wait for somebody to bring it out, and then Beis Din's going to get involved. That's where Balchov is Kona Mashkon. Mishkono Bishas Halva Miyamar. But if it's a regular mashkon at the time of the loan, does the Lova really want him to have that as a permanent object that belongs to him, Balchov Kone Mashkon? So maybe the whole Din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only Shalom B'Shas Halva. Here we're talking about B'Shas Halva. The Ritva does note here, you could have said Misvara exactly the opposite. You could have said a Mashkon B'Shas Halva is stronger. The Gemara's mentality is Shalom B'Shas Halva, where Beis Din pushes it into Yerushos. Afterwards, that's stronger. The Ritva does note, though, there is a Svara to say the opposite. Halo b'shas halvaso. At the time of the loan, adiv tvei dimemashkin lelova the malve midaite umachni le tvei. Where I'm giving to you mirtzoni, I'm giving you the malve mashkon. I'm giving it to you to be hold on to be kone. But afterwards, it's against my will. Bez is taking it from me. I'm giving it to you. So maybe the ayuda said the opposite. So the Ritva deals with that issue of misvare, how you could go the other way. How you could go the other way as well. Okay, so either way, the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela mishkano shelo b'shas halva aso, kol yamo lo pligadis lo Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, you're right. Everybody could agree to Rabbi Yitzchak by a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. What's the machlokas here about? Between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara, v'hacha mashkano b'shas halva aso. Here we're talking about he gave a mashkon at the time of the halva, u'b'shomar aveda kamiflagi. And the machlokas is about, what is the status of a Shomer Aveda? I am guarding. You lost something. I found it. I put it into my house. What status of Shmira do I have on that? Right? You don't even know about it. So we didn't have any agreement. So what status of Shmira? This is the famous sugya of Pruta de Rav Yosef. So we had Mashkon de Rabbi Yitzchak and Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Right? Those are the two major Shas sugyas that come up on today's daf. What's Pruta de Rabbi Yosef? It's also called Osef B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Right? Ditmar as the Machlokes Tanoim that appears here in Baba Kama and Baba Metzia and elsewhere. Shomer Aveda. Rabba Omer Keshomer Chinam. V'Rav Yosef Omer Keshomer Sachar Dami. Machlokes Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. So what is that machlokas about? Well, and Tosus discusses in this long Tosus what the psak is. What's the psak? Do we pass like Rav Yosef? Do we pass like Rabba? But the Gemara does not mention it here, but the Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara in Baba Kama mentions what is the machlokas. The Gemara quotes two opinions for Rav Yosef. So, right, you might have said, without any svaras, what would I have guessed? I would have guessed Shomer Chinam. So I picked this up. You're not paying me for it. I'm watching it for you. I have a low-level shmira. Since when did I agree to do anything more than that? So that's why you always have to ask in every machlokas, what's the pashat shita, and which one does the Gemara have to explain? That's exactly what the Gemara does there in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav Mabez, the beginning of Akones. The Gemara does not quote a svara for, actually it does, basically throwing up its hands. Rabba Omer Kshamar Chinam Dami Mahanoka Matile. Right, Rabba says Shamar Chinam, well, he's not getting anything out from it. And that's what we would have said. I'm doing you a favor. So I have the lowest level obligation of Shmira. Rav Yosef says, Kishomer Sachar. Why does Rav Yosef, where is he getting paid? 2 days. First day is, Be'ahiyad Hanoa, Deloka Boboy, Lemesvile, Rifta La'anya, Havi Kishomer Sachar. Since at the moment, while I'm watching your item, I am doing a mitzvah, and if an ani would come to the door at that second, I would be putter from giving the ani tzedaka. So then, I'm a shomer sachar. Potentially saving an item is considered enough hanah for shomer sachar, and therefore I'm a shomer sachar. Again, that's a double chiddush. Number one, there is no ani here. What if there is no ani? It's still considered saving. And number two, even if there would be an ani, is saving a penny the same as making a penny? So different areas in halacha. But both of those are the chidushim of Rav Yosef. Number one, even if an ani is not here, it's just theoretically because an ani could come. And number two, even if he would come, saving a penny is just like making a penny. You're considered shomer sachar getting hana. And that is day number one for Rav Yosef. Right? He's shomer sachar, and therefore I am saving something. Right? Rashi on top. Schar mitzvah. Right? Rashi quotes that day. Schar mitzvah. Umalve alamashko nami mitzvah avid. And Malva Alamashkar is also doing a mitzvah. I'm lending you money. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Vavam. Kesef Tal Vesami. Right? So that's the root of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. There is another daya in Baba Kama. What the second day of Rabbi Yosef is. Nothing to do with Osek B'mitzvah. We'll just mention it. Ika de Mefarshi La Hachi. Rabbi Yosef Amrik Shamar Sachar Dami. Kivan de Rachmana Shibde Balkarche. Hilka Shamar Sachar Dami. The Torah says you have to do this. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. And therefore, since the Torah created that shibud, that is a deeper connection of that object to you, and therefore it's a shomer sachar, and not just a shomer, and not just a shomer chinam. Right, an afkamina might be, what if you're a talmud chacham that doesn't have the mitzvah, and you're doing it voluntarily? Be an afkamina, there's no shibud bal karche of the Torah, but there's osik b'mitzvah. There is a mitzvah here, right? So therefore, that could be a nafkamina. Again, the big discussion in the Rishon, let's just mention two. Two discussions in the Rishonim. Number one is, what mitzvah are we talking about that you're pater from? If you're osik in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, you're pater from the mitzvah of tzedaka. That's the context here. Do you say osik in the mitzvah of tzedaka? Tzedaka also has another element. Tzedaka has an asay, and also tzedaka has a los asay. So do you say regular osik mitzvah and a mitzvah if the mitzvah that you're being nidche has a los asay related to it? This is Tosfos' question in Baba Basra. On Daf Ches Mabez, Tosfos discusses, not the same exact question, but basically the same idea. The Gemara there discusses that certain Amoraim were forced to give staka. Forced, achfei. So those are the tzedakah sugyas, if you remember in Baba Basra. V'yim tomer es tosfos, it says in Perakol HaBasra, it says in Chulin, kol mitzvahs asei shematan schar ksuva betzida in bezden shalmata musharin aleha. Any mitzvah that has its schar written in the Torah, bezden shalmata does not force. And tzedakah has the schar written. Kapasoch tiftachas yad chalog, biglal adav razei, recha shem alakecha. Right, so how can it be forced? How could you force? V'yomer ben Atam, how could you force for tzedakah? Right, it's a matan schar betzida. Omer ben Atam, taikviya bedvarim. It just means he convinced him with words. Doesn't mean with literally forced. Vioti rates, kibbo alayim sheyakufo. Okay, they accepted. Number two. Number three, this is our line. Ulri nira devitztaka kofin mishum de isbalav. Dechsiv balos ame says lavavcha, balos sikhbo says yadcha. There's a losa say by staka too. Because there's a losa say, that's why you can be a kofin. There's a limit of the ritzba on that whole issue. But what do you see from Tosfos? Tztaka, halachically, it's not just in the Torah mentioned, it's a losa say, right, of losa ame says lavavcha. So therefore asks the achronim on our Gemara, if there's a losase, how do you apply the mitzvah? Is this ase docha losase? No. Ase docha losase means if I'm doing the mitzvah lase, I can be docha the losase. But this is osik b'mitzvah A, I'm part of doing mitzvah B. What if I'm violating? What if the ani would come at that second? I'm allowed to violate the losase of not giving staka because I'm involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? So that is a question of the achronim. Rabbi Chanan says, well, maybe staka is like the Ramban in Kiddushin. Which Ramban in Kiddushin? Ramban towards the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, where the Ramban asks, and the Ritva quotes it, and the other Chachmei Sfarad quote it. The Gemara there gives a whole list of, and why did I quote the Tosfos in Bava Basra? Because Rabbi Chanan is on that Tosfos in Bava Basra. Kovach Yerim in Bava Basra, Simin Mem Ches. Right? He quotes that line of Tosfos. Umikomakom osig b'mitzvah patim milimesa rifta la'anya. Right, even though there's a lav, you still say osik b'mitzvah. Why? Because of the Ramban. The Ramban says there's a whole list in Maseches Kedushin of mitzvos that are not zman grama. The Gemara gives examples of mitzvos that are not zman grama. Shiluach hakan, hashavas aveda, and I don't remember, makeh, whatever mitzvah, so women are obligated in because they're not zman grama. Ask the Ramban. The Gemara Dafka gives those mitzvos that are not zman grama, even if those would be zman grama, women would still be obligated, because all of those have losases. Right? Lo suchal lehisalem, by Hashavas Aveda. Shalech teshalach hazeim, v'savarim tikach, lo tikach eim alabanim. Right? So all those are losases, so women are obligated in all losases, with one or two exceptions. So if women are obligated in all losases, even if it would be zman grama, why are those examples given, Dafka, those are the non-zman gramas, that's why women are obligated? Says the Ramban. And you need this for the Ramban to say this. Sometimes when you have an asay and a los asay in a specific mitzvah, one is ikar and one is tafel. And how do you know the difference? You don't always know the difference. The Ramban says in all of those cases, the asay is the ikar. And the los asay is just to be mechazek the asay. Right? Send away the mother bird. Don't take the eggs while the mother bird's there. But the ikker is send away the mother bird. Build a makeh. That's the ikker. Don't have a dangerous place, but really build it. Really build a makeh. The los asay is to be mizarez the asay. But the ikker is the asay so much so, in the context of the Ramban, that if it would be a zman grama, so then you would say women are pater, even though there's a los asay involved. I don't know if there's an actual example of maisa, of a mitzvah that has an asay and a los asay, that the los asay is a zman grama, and the women would be pater, even though there's a losase involved. I don't know. Can't think of any right now, but that's at least the lumdus of the Ramban. So Rabbi Chanan says maybe that applies by tztaka also. And that's why you could apply pater min ha-mitzvah, ozim mitzvah bat mitzvah, even here. He says, to halav ba mikoach chiyav ha-mitzvah, to kivan to pater min ha-mitzvah, mimela leka lav. Once the mitzvah's asay falls away, then the los asay also does, because the los asay is just there. Timachazik the asay, quotes the Gemara, quotes the Ramban there. That's answer number one. And then his answer number two is, maybe the whole idea of an asay not being able to push off, osi mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah, wouldn't be able to push off a los asay. It's not really asay ver los asay, but kum v'asay and sheval ta'asay. Maybe if you have a los asay, most averis are, don't do this. But this los asay is the opposite. Do this and don't not do it. So maybe in a chinami, even though that's a los asay, we would still apply osik b'mitzvah there. V'shem yesh lomar to the Indian osik b'mitzvah to patam yemitzvah ain't afgamina ben asay the los asay ella ben kum va'asay l'shev al tase via los asay that staka over le b'shev al tase kimo ha'asay, and therefore it would be different than you would be able to say osik b'mitzvah patam yemitzvah. That is one. Again, other answers, one issue. The other general shas topic relating to Osek b'mitzvah here is the machlokas. How far does that go? Pashtos, you would say Osek b'mitzvah, patar min ha-mitzvah, and this is what Tosfos says in Baba Kama there, and Tosfos discussed this in Sukkah. You would only say this where e efshar l'kayim shnehem, right? You don't say Osek b'mitzvah where you could do both. What I have an aveda in my house, And what, for the next year while I have this avodah in my house, I don't have to do any mitzvos? Because I'm doing a mitzvah of osik b'mitzvah. Says Tosfos, no. The rule of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, is only where e'efsher l'kayim shneihem. If you're doing A, so you're patur from doing B. But if you would be able to do B, then of course, you wouldn't say osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. That is what Rov Rishonim say. That's what Tosfos says in a few places. Who argues with this? The Ran in Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph and Daf Yud Arif. The Ran says osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, even if efsher l'kayim shneihem. Even if you'd be able to do the other one, you don't have to. Right? If you're involved in one, you're involved in one. Lefichach, nirali, to osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, af al pi sheyochel l'kayim et shneihem. Even though you're being, you could do the other one. What about the question that we asked? What, you have an aveda in your house forever and ever? That's not called osik b'mitzvah. That's called mikayim mitzvah. It's only osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. If you're involved in it right now, then you're patur. Even if you're able to do the other one, but if you're osik, you're osik. Ha-mekayim mitzvah, lo patur min mitzvah. Just because I'm in a house with a mezuzah. I'm being mekayim mitzvah. I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm being mekayim mitzvah every second. I'm patur min other mitzvahs? Of course not. So therefore, the Ran says, osik b'mitzvah is patur min mitzvah. Kol shu osik b'malachto shel makom, lo chiyavto Torah l'tzroch l'kayim mitzvahs acheros, af al pi she'efshar. If you could do it, you could do it. That's not called, there's no problem with doing it. There's an even more extreme formulation in summary shown him. Osek b'mitzvah, usur to do the other mitzvah. Because it's a bizayin to the mitzvah that you're doing. So that's taking the Ran's idea one step even further. Not just patur min mitzvah, but if you want to, you can. But you're not allowed to if you turn away from one mitzvah. So then, you might be impinging on the nature of the mitzvah that is in front of you. Okay. Again, there's so much here. Tosfos here discusses mitzvos lavlahenos didn't new. Again, this little daf we think is just a little daf, but there's so much here. Again, we'll have to we'll mention that now. We'll see at the end if there's more time to come back to that Tosfos. Okay, but let's continue. So lema der Rav Yosef Tanoi. So, one second. So now we're saying the Rav Yosef, the issue of Shomer Sakhar is a machlokas tanoim. Rav Elazar Rabbi Akiva argue about Shomer Aveda. Somewhere it says, lo. But Shomer Aveda to Kuliyama lo pligi islu Rav Yosef. Maybe everybody agrees to Rav Yosef. Everybody holds like one of those, opinions. The Hacha, try number four. What is the machlokas about between Rav Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Number one, maybe it was about Shmuel. About how do you view Mashkon in general. Number two, maybe it's about Rabbi Yitzchak's din of Mashkon. Bachov Kona Mashkon. Number three, maybe it's about Shomer Aveda. Number four, the Hacha be Malve tzorech l'mashkon kamiflagi. Maybe it's a machlokas about the malve tzorech l'mashkon. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi, the malve wants to use the mashkon. Tzorech l'mashkon. Fourth line of Rashi. Tzorech l'mashkon, lishtameshbo. What if I want to use the mashkon, and as much as I use it, I will deduct that amount from the chov. That's owed. Umenach alo menachov, demei schiris ha-mashkon. So Rabbi Eliezer savar. Right, back to the Gemara. Mar savar mitzvah kavin. Right, one holds that this is a mitzvah. Right, to be able to allow, what's the mitzvah? If I use it and I'm going to be lowering your debt. That's a good thing. Right, mitzvah kavin. Mar savar la mitzvah kavin. Right, so therefore everybody holds of the concept of osik b'mitzvah. Like Rabbi Yosef, the question is, are you doing a mitzvah in this case? So back to Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer savar kiva d'tzorach l'mashkon ein kan mitzvah. Ulahana, he said it a little differently. Ein kan mitzvah ulahana sonis kavin. V'havi kishar machinam. Since I need the mashkon, right, kiva d'tzorach l'mashkon, and I'm going to be using it, so what kind of mitzvah? I'm lending you money out of the goodness of my heart? No, I'm going to use your mashkon. That's not a mitzvah in that case. He said it the opposite way that I formulated it. Ulan hazon is kavin, and therefore he's like a shomachinam. Rabbi Akiva savar kiva t'poches alav aholech. Right, Rabbi Akiva, that's the one I meant. Since you are decreasing his loan, even though if you want to use it. But since you're decreasing your loan through it, then it's a mitzvah, and you're only like a shomer sachar, not a shomer chinam. Okay, Tosfos has a different shot of what tzorach lamashkon means, right? He says it means, you wouldn't lend him without a mashkon, right? Different formulation. So when is the, out of the goodness of your heart, is that considered a mitzvah or not? Period. So four suggestions for that machlokas. Lema ketanoi. So maybe, getting back to the din of Shmuel. Shmuel's din that we had earlier about a mashkon that is lo shavi is in lieu of the whole loan, so maybe that's a machlokas of the following tanam. Lema ketanoi. Hamavis chaver ala mashkon v'nechras ha-shmita. Right? What happens if you land with a mashkon and shmita comes? Does shmita cancel out the loan? Talachish, shmita's mishametas. What if there's a mashkon? Ava bishin oshav ela palga in a mishamet. Divir Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Gamliel says, even though the mashkon is only worth half the loan, shvius does not cancel. What does shvius not cancel? We'll see. Reb Yehuda Anasi Omer, imhaya mashkono keneged chovo ena mishamet. If the mashkon is worth the chov, then it does not cancel. V'imla mishamet. And if it's not worth the loan, it does cancel. So what did those mean? Not mishamet. All not mishamet part. So the Tanakama, my ena mishamet dekamer Tanakama. What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean when he says, even though it's not worth, it's not mishamet, ilema kinegdo? Does that mean it's not mishamet the amount of the mashkon? Meaning what? What's the whole iser of shmita? After shmita, I can't go to you. I can't go and collect. But a mashkon is kilu. I already collected that amount, possibly. So that's why that part is not going to be ruined by shmita. It's not that that's collectible. As kilu is collected already. That's the help of malavala mashkon. So what does the Reb Shimon Gamliel mean? Does he mean the amount keneged the loan still exists? Michlal de Reb Yehuda Anasi savar kenegdo nami mishamet. What Reb Yehuda Anasi means? Even that amount is mishamet, right? Meaning even the amount keneged the mashkon still is not going to exist. Elamaitav is mashkon. Then what was the purpose of taking the mashkon in the first place? He obviously is trying to save his loan somewhat by taking the mashkon. And if according to Reb Yehuda Anasi, it's meaningless, so that's not going to work. So it must be that we bump up each of the shitas. Elalav keneged kulo. It must be the Reb Shimon Gamliel when he says, even if it's not worth the amount of the loan, it's not ruined. What does that mean? It means it's not ruined keneged kulo. So maybe it's keneged kulo, right? Rashi, kamar tanakama, ena mishame. Nothing is lost. The avabeishenu shavela palga, havi mashkon keneged kulo. The mashkon is keilu, it's keneged the whole loan. And just like Shmuel said, if the mashkon's lost, then you don't have to pay anything. But if the mashkon's not lost, you could collect everything. Because the mashkon is keneged the entire loan. That's the tanakama. While the second day, Reb Yehuda Anasi says, no, it's only keneged. So this is a machlokes about Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer holds the first, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like Shmuel, and Reb Yehuda Anasi does not. So where it says, lo olam kenegdo. Go back to our first understanding. Ubalka miflagi, and the machlokes is as follows. Tanakama savar kenegdo. The Tanakama says, the amount that the mashkon is worth, so that does not get ruined by Shemitah. The other part, it does get ruined by Shemitah, because that's lo yigos. For Reb Yehuda Anasi savar kenegdo. Nami misham, Reb Yehuda said, no. Everything disappears. Utakam and the Maitav is lay mashkon, so why is he holding the mashkon for? L'shtichron dvarim ba'alma. It's not going to save the loan, but it's just up until Shemitah. I want to have it so that you will be able to pay me back. Okay, again, a lot to talk about milva ala mashkon and how exactly Shemitah works and Shemitah's ksafin, the relationship Shemitah's ksafin and Shemitah's karka. A lot in that sugya, but we will continue. Hajalach Shavuos Adayanim. Now we get into the second to last parak here in Shavuos. So we are into a new world right now for a couple of days. We both spoke about Shavuos Daraisa, different Shavuos Daraisa in this Masechta so far. We spoke about Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Epikadon, Shavuos Eidus, right? All of those Shavuos. Then we spoke about Shavuos Daraisa, Modim Miksas, and Eid Echad, and Shomrim. That's what we just discussed. And we even discussed Shavuos Hesus along the way. Now we're into a new category, all the Shavuos Derabanan. So that's in between Shavuos Hesus, which is for sure Derabanan, but that's the lowest level, and Shavuos Daraisas. All the Nishba Vinotels. Here we go. Kol Nishba Shavuot Torah Nishba V'lo Mishalmin. All Shavuos Daraisas, meaning the three cases that we know of Shavuos Daraisas, are Nishba V'Neftar, right? He swears on the half that he does not own. Oh, and he does not pay. Nishba v'niftar. V'elu, but the following are nishban v'notlin. But the following ones are nishban v'notlin. What impression do you get from that first line of the Mishnah? Say, the Rishonim here analyze that first line. Is that putting them closer together or contrasting them? All shvuos in the Torah are nishba v'niftar, but nishba v'not, but the rabbanos are nishba v'notels. Is that saying, and therefore there's a big difference between them? Or is that saying, they're pretty close together, but just one's Nishba V'Nota, one's Nishba V'Niftar. The Ran and the Rashba both assume that the Mishnah is putting them close together. But there's a difference between them. Regarding what? Nikitas Chefetz. Do you have to hold the Sefer Torah when you take the Shua? The Ran and the Rashba both are medayik from this first line of the Mishnah that it must be that you need a Sefer Torah when you make a Shvuah Derabanan also, because the Mishnah puts them all together. Right? The Mishnah says, V'shvuas nolan demanu kan, benikitas chayfetz kein daraisa. Kein daraisa tiknum teida. They prove it from the Lashon. I'm reading the Rashba. Midiktani kol nishban shavatar nishban v'lo mishalmin ve'elo nishban v'notlin u'midiktani hachi shva mina t'kein shvuas ha'nishban v'lo mishalmin tiknuha. It's similar to the Nishma v'niftars. V'hadinotein, it even makes sense. If lihipater, if to keep your money, the Torah is machmir and says you have to take a Sefer Torah, to be motzi money, you would need at least that amount. And those factors, and therefore, for sure, you'd have to hold a Sefer Torah. So that's the Rashba and the Ran. You have to for sure hold a Sefer Torah. Rashi later on sounds like maybe not, but in any case. So what are the examples? Right, these are the ones listed. The Rishonim here discuss, Tosfos, the Ritva, there are many others. Why are only some of them listed? The Ritva here has an important Lashon, and the Ran also. Maybe the only ones that are listed are the ones where we thought that you wouldn't be able to collect at all, and the Rabbanan or Makel, no, you could swear and collect. The ones not on the list are the ones where you should be able to collect without a Shvuah, and we're machmir on you to take a Shvuah. So maybe there's an, even if you have Nishma v'notels, you have to ask, what would have been the halacha without the Rabbanan? Would you have been stuck and not be able to collect? Or you would have been able to collect even without a Shvuah? So the Ritva goes through the ones in the Mishnah, he assumes are the ones where you otherwise would not have been able to collect at all, there's no Edim, and therefore, this is a kula to be able to collect. Okay, but what are these cases? The Mishnah goes through all of them. The Sakhir case, what's the case of Sakhir about a worker? Amar lotein lischar sheish lebiyatcha, the worker says to his employer, pay me. For Amar nasati, I paid you already. For Amar lo natalti, he said, I didn't get any money yet. And there are no witnesses. So what do you do? He is stuck. So what would you have said? Hamoze mechaber alavaraya. The worker has to prove that I'm going to pay. I'm not paying. The Rabbanan say, no. Nishba v'notel. He's allowed to swear and take his money. Nishba v'notel, Tanakama. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Achidesha Mixas Hoda. Rebbe Yehuda has Machadesh that even in the Shuas Drabanan, you need Modem Mixas. Ketzad, Amar Lotain Liskar Bachamishim Dinar Shesh Libiyatcha, pay me the 50 dinar that you owe me. Omer is Kabbalah, the dinar Zav, you already got 25. Right? So, Modem Mixas Rebbe Yehuda holds even in the Shuas Drabanan. That's the case of Sakhir. Next, Nigzal Ketzad. Hayim Eidim Azoshin Nechaz Labeis Lamashka Noshal Abishus. Right? There are witnesses that say that you went into his house without permission, taking the Mashkon. Hu Omer Kilai Natalta. You took my Kalim. Hu Omer Lo Natalti. I didn't take your Kalim. Gemara will explain. What do you mean? There were Eidim that he took. Maybe he's going to say, I took my own. Hu Nishba V'Notel. Sika Bi Nishba V'Notel. For what he took. The Rambam discusses, if you grab a mashkon, are you called a gazlan or not? The Rambam discusses that based on this. Again, he requires modu b'mixas. Ketzad, omer lo shnei kelim nataltav, omer lo natalti ela echad. Good. Nechval ketzad. Third case. What's the case of machlokas about chavala? Hayu meidin osa shenichlas tachas yado. Shalem, v'yatza chaval, two people go into a house, and one of them comes out wounded, v'omer lo chavalti, you punched me, v'omer lo chavalti, no I didn't, harez nishma v'notel, again, no edim, what exactly happened? There's a case in the Gemara that we'll get to, Hashem, what happens if he has a wound in a place in the middle of his back where it's impossible that anything else happened? Remember we had those cases of umdina demuchach, right, you say that's kitzi'ilu, it's edis, we had the case of the camels, Anyways, he says, you wounded me, Sinish Rabbanotel, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Achitesha Mixas, Hoda, again, it goes by Modem Mixas, Ketzad, Amar Lo Chavalti Bishtayim, V'al Omer, Lo Chavalti Becha, Ela Achas. That, again, is the Machlokes. Rebbe Yehuda, again, requires Modem Mixas, even within these Shvuos, Durabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, look at the Maariz Chayis here. Important Maariz Chayis on the Mitzvos Lav Lehenosden, new on the Tosfos on top. But again, we will continue. Again, the next two Daffim will be put up as we have from the last cycle. And Hashem will pick up next week with the last couple of Daffim of Shavuos and starting Bez Hashem Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here.